The United States and Britain have very different views on e-cigarettes. American public health officials are warning of the dangers of vaping among young people. But British officials consider electronic cigarettes to be a powerful tool for people trying to quit smoking. Britain's Royal College of Physicians tells doctors to promote e-cigarettes as widely as possible for patients trying to give up cigarettes. And Public Health England says vaping is much less dangerous than smoking. In the United States, hundreds of people who vape have been sickened by a mysterious lung illness. Many of them are teenagers. In answer, the federal government and some states have recently taken steps to ban flavored e-cigarettes that appeal to young people. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends that people consider not using e-cigarettes. Dr. John Britton is director of the U.K. Center for Tobacco and Alcohol Studies at the University of Nottingham. He said the U.S. reaction is complete madness. Dr. Britton added, "The reality with smoking is if you tell people to stop vaping, they will go back to tobacco, and tobacco kills." Around the world, countries have different views on vaping. More than 30 countries ban e-cigarettes completely. Many European countries, including Austria, Belgium, Germany, and Italy, consider e-cigarettes the same as tobacco products. This puts them under tight control. E-cigarettes face fewer rules in Britain as well as in France. In those countries, e-cigarettes are sold as usual consumer products. E-cigarettes arrived in the United States in 2007 and have been mostly unregulated. 3 years ago, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration got the power to oversee their use. Black market illegal sales of e-cigarettes have grown quickly. The FDA's acting commissioner, Dr. Ned Sharpless, recently testified before Congress. Several lawmakers suggested that e-cigarettes should be completely removed from the market. "We do not consider these products safe. We think they have harm," Dr. Sharpless said. "We do not think really anyone should be using them other than people using them in place of smoking regular tobacco cigarettes." How do e-cigarettes work? The vaping devices usually heat a solution containing nicotine into a vapor, which is inhaled. The amount of nicotine differs widely. Some countries set limits on the amount. There is no limit in the United States. But the widespread use of vaping devices among young people brought warnings from health officials. They said nicotine harms a teenager's still developing brain. "What's right for England might not be right for the U.S., said Ryan Kennedy. He is with the Institute for Global Tobacco Control at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. The CDC said that the mysterious lung illness appears to be linked to THC vaping products. THC is a chemical compound that gives marijuana its high. The agency said many of the 800 people who got sick reported vaping THC. It said it still needed more information to know whether a single product, substance, or brand is responsible. Some researchers have blamed an ingredient used in vaping oils, especially in black market products. I'm Ann Ball.